obviously it's a big game, and about the only thing that's changed is I've lost my voice. But big game, got to get to 500, got to win at home. One thing I think stressing to the team is we need to start faster at home. And defensively, offensively, the entire team, to get off to a better start in the first quarter.
What kind of role do you envision for Teddy Williams?
Teddy was a very good gunner and vice guy for us last year as he was learning to play defensive back. He also played a lot of scout team receiver, and he was fun to coach with and fool around with. Once I saw that he was healthy, I don't think there's any time you can turn down that kind of speed, especially when it can help you on special teams. I think he can be dynamic across from Justin and stop some of the things that are happening to Justin as far as double teams and triple teams, and could be the fastest pair of gunners in the league.
Would you use him on kickoff returning
ball? We'll wait for that. We'll wait for that right now.
How do you get a team off to a faster start? Do you look at how you practice? Do you look at, what?
Yeah, asked each guy. We've had very good Friday practices, crisp walkthroughs. It's that time from 11 o'clock Saturday morning to kickoff. Whatever you're doing, change it. You all right? Try something new and see if we can't get up, come out the gate a little faster.
Ride a different way
to the stadium. I wouldn't. No, because you might get lost.
This Falcons team looks like it's hard to start off fast against. I think they've given up 3 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, they're a very good, fast football team. Their offense has usually gets off to a pretty good start because Matty is so sharp. And even with the weapons that they've had, they still get off to good starts, especially at home.
Yeah, tight end issues, stopping tight ends, you got three good
ones
you're facing.
Yeah, probably the best of all time. And, it's always it's fun to go against the best when you coach or play and say, I played against that guy or I coached against that guy. Tony Gonzalez is that guy. And he's as good as it gets. He's got all the tricks to the trade. He's still athletic, but he knows how to get himself open, especially down in the red zone.
When you go against a guy like that and has been around so long and knows all the tricks of the trade, does it make it that much harder for defense? Obviously, the Tad's an issue.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt, especially when a quarterback and he have such good chemistry.
How's Britton coming along?
Britton Golden is getting better. We hope to get some work out of him this week.
You mentioned the fast start. How important is it to get the running game going this week?
Now that's a big part offensively to get a good start going. We've got to have balance. And, we should be able to simplify things in a running game like we have each week and find some spots where we can get off on the running game and get a little more physical.
Larry's comfortable yet in the things you're asking him?
I think Larry's comfortable in those things. It's just getting him back up to full speed. And I think that's the biggest issue is the injury. And I'm anxious to see him run full speed again.
He's had that since week two, I guess, the Lions game. With the receivers and hamstring, they just don't go together.
No, they don't. They don't. And he's gutted it out. And, he gets to where he can play. It's not the normal guy, but he plays, and he's been playing fairly effective. And hopefully with this rest, he can get 100%.
Will you rest him this week in practice?
That's pretty much up to him at this point in time, yeah.